For the second day in a row, Con Edison and union workers are at the bargaining table trying to hammer out a contract, but the sides are far apart. Governor Cuomo's office says he's monitoring the situation closely as the city heads into a weekend of triple-digit temperatures. Negotiations are expected to continue through this evening and into tomorrow. Meanwhile, union workers continue to protest outside Con Edison's headquarters. WBAI's Linda Perry was there and sends this report.
On one side, there's Kevin Burke, the CEO of Con Ed. Last year, he raked in $11 million in compensation. On the other side, there are 8,500 locked-out Con Ed union workers. Without jobs, without pay, and as of July 3rd, without health insurance. They worry about taking care of their families and about those with serious health issues. Many workers see jobs as homes away from home. But for Jason, a Con Ed worker from Manhattan who's been on the job for 12 years, this is no longer the case.
They always sold you on the, it's a family thing, it's, you know, it's us against the world, make sure, you know, we had a job to do. And when it boils down to it, really, they make you realize that we're just a commodity, it's just a business, it's not family. You know, you come in, people hurt themselves, people do, the work that people do here is dangerous, you know, around the clock, you miss family time, you miss holidays, and that's not being recognized, that it's actual, you know, it's, there are sacrifices that we make to do the job.
Jason says culture on the job has changed.
It used to be more family oriented. You know, people in management used to be raised from the ranks. You know, you've been in the job a long time, you know how to do it, you get promoted to be a, you know, supervisor. Now what they're doing is they're bringing in younger people that they can mold them to do what they want them to do. They don't know the jobs. They evaluate your job, evaluate the job you do, but don't know what you do or how you do it. So it's kind of frustrating.
Meanwhile, New York City is experiencing a heat wave and power has been reduced in parts of Brooklyn and the Bronx. Although so far, Con Ed says more than 3 million customers can continue to use their air conditioners. But since the lockout, managers have taken on union workers' jobs in the field. Members of Local 1-2, like Jeremy Feliciano, worry managers don't know how to do workers' jobs.
Don't get me wrong. I have good relationships with most of the management that works here. A lot of them might as well be union employees, too, because we both do similar functions. We work hand-in-hand with each other. So, you know, most of they're like frontline managers, you know. How do I feel about them? I just hope that they're doing the best that they can and that they're safe. Am I upset about it? Yes, absolutely. I don't want to see anybody get hurt, though, either. And what worries me is whether or not the management employees that are actually performing the work outside, if they actually did receive proper training, number one, and when was the last time that they actually performed those jobs? If you don't live and breathe it every day, you don't do it, you lose it.
Rather than being resentful of managers doing the workers' jobs, they say that the managers are just pawns. They can't do a good job.
They're not trained. They don't have the experience. I mean, it's just a gimmick, just something to show the media and the public just that they're making an effort or whatever. But they're not really doing anything. The minute a serious problem occurs, they're gonna be embarrassed.
The Facebook page for Local 1-2, the Utility Workers Union, shows a photo of a wire hanging from a pole into an uncovered manhole, the waffle cover off to the side. The caption reads, "Is this done right?" The post is followed by incredulous comments. Nick, a Con Ed union worker from Brooklyn, agrees. He says it's not realistic for managers to do the jobs of union workers.
Definitely, I mean, we're all a little insulted, obviously. I mean, just the fact that they think they can do our job is an insult. So, but again, I mean, you know, I'm not going to take it serious. I'm not going to take it close to heart. It's not a, I mean, whatever. I mean, they're just showing their colors.
But how has the lockout affected the union? Steve Brennan of Local 1-2 says the lockout has energized the membership.
Tightened the membership, without a doubt. We're all in the struggle together now. They woke us up. Not that we weren't awake, but now they really woke us up. We were always united. Now we're ready to This is World War III to us. That's the way we look at it. This is World War III.
Brennan says the higher-ups are pitting the managers against the workers.
Most of the managers, I would like to believe that they're on our side. They just don't have a union to represent them to stand up to the higher-level managers. That's what I believe. So right now it's a war, and we're sorry if we offend the managers, but right now they're using us as pawns, and we're fighting for our lives. We have families to support. They've locked us out. They fired us. They slapped. Thank you. Thank you. They slapped us in the face. We're talented workers. We're hard workers. They're trying to break our union. It's not going to work. This is New York. This is where the labor movement was formed, and this is where it's going to continue. The labor movement in this country was formed.
Yesterday and today, the city's unions have joined Local 1-2 in their fight for a fair contract. They expect more of their brothers and sisters to be on the lines with them as the struggle continues. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.